Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Haney and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blyeven. North moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. North scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campaneris moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Baylor moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. There goes Baylor trying to get to home. Heil throws the ball into Weiniger who tags Baylor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of North. Braun reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Cusick moves to second. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bo Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bo Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bo Stock strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Heil moves to third. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford is hit by the pitch. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick bunts towards the mound. Torres juggles the ball. That's an error on Torres. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Cusick moves to second. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Cusick scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campanera scores. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Ken McMullen. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing left field. Don Baylor now playing first base. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bostock is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Larry Haney. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Braun. Lintz scores. North moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. with two walks. Campaneris bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. North moves to third. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Matt Alexander. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Tim Hosley now catching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Ford moves to second. Two outs. Dave McKay pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Steve Bry pinch hits for Bob Randall. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Ford steals third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bando steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bando trying to get to home. Heil throws the ball into Weiniger who tags Bando, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.